Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Spiritual Saturday as we continue our series on avoiding temptations, and specifically in avoiding the temptations we see in Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 18, the seven things that the Lord hates that are abominations to Him. The last one we're looking at this morning is one who sows discord among brethren. God does not like us to divide our brothers and sisters in Christ. He wants the body of Christ to be united. And so would you pray with me at this time that we might avoid the temptation to sow discord among our brethren. Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus and his instructions. We thank you for using prayer and his using of prayer to avoid temptations, and for his using his knowledge and application of scripture to resist when he was faced with those temptations. Father, we pray that we would avoid this temptation to sow discord among our brethren. We do not want to divide the body of Christ, and we want to do everything that we can to help others and be united. Father, we pray that we would be seeking ways to actively unite rather than divide the body. In ways like this, only speaking well of others, helping to mend fences when we find them broken, or perhaps if we've broken them, we can still mend them. And also by encouraging others to seek the same unity, that we all have that one goal of being united in order to praise you, Father. Father, we pray that our hearts would be set on uniting our brothers and sisters in Christ and winning their souls, and not trying to be above them based on our own opinions and not put ourselves above them in any way. That would be divisive, and Father, we don't want to be divisive. Father, we ask that we would be people that are so focused on avoiding sin and avoiding this sin, showing people that we want to be united, that people would say, I want to be like them. I want to be a part of that church because they are striving to be like Jesus. Father, we ask that we would pray more in general and to pray more about unity and to avoid the temptation to divide the body of Christ. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning, and remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by the sweet.